Reishis Knisas, Hu'udam Lavoides Hashem, Tzurich Liyos B'chipuzoin. The beginning, when the Yid enters Lavoides Hashem, it has to be B'chipuzoin, Kemo Shemetzina B'Pesach Mitzrayim, Shoy Nechel B'chipuzoin V'loi B'Pesach Doides. Hapetzudik HaKoyin is referring over here, the Koyin, they used to call him by the Polish Chassidim, we used to call him the Koyin. Why is it that Pesach Doides? Korban Pesach, supposed to be eaten, not b'chipuzon, supposed to be eaten b'yishev adas, b'mesinus, as opposed to Pesach Mitzrayim, that is a mitzvah which is miyuchid only the Pesach Mitzrayim that has to be eaten b'chipuzon, swiftly. And on this question is where he builds this yisoid over here. At the beginning, when the person enters Avodas Hashem, it has to be b'chipuzon. Later on, it's different. So in order to understand this shtickl, specifically where he's coming from with this shtickl, it's very, very important to know a little bit of the background of the Kohen's younger years. Obviously, everyone knows the Kohen in his younger years wasn't born into a family of Chassidim. But later on, as he began to go to move around Poland in an effort to gain 100 chassimis, to have a hetemeir rabbonim, the whole story over there with his first wife. So over there he met with gedolei chassidus as well, and there's an encounter that he had within the year that he gave out Tzitzkas HaTzadik. In other words, Tzitzkas HaTzadik is the first sefer that he gave out within a year of when he entered the world of Chassidus. This encounter took place in Ishbitze. He came to Ishbitze to get a chassima, obviously. And over there, something transpired that caught him into the world of Chassidus, Bechlau, and to the Ishbitze Befrat. So there's many different chalokim of exactly what transpired at that meeting between future Rebbe and Talmud. But we'll elaborate on one akuda. We'll get back to this encounter in a moment. It's very important to know that Reb Tzadik brings out many mekoymes about the ending of Chassidus b'tchiloso, the beginning of Chassidus, when a person begins in Chassidus. And lavdavke Chassidus over here means Chassidus as we know it. It can mean any avodas Hashem, like he writes in Tzitzkas HaTzadik, Reishis Knisas Odom Avodas Hashem. Specifically, I'm going to say over from two places over here. One is in Pritzadik Pesach Ois Mem, and the other one is in Rosh Chodesh Sivan Ois Dalid, where he brings down over there B'Shem de Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, the Hedig of Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov is referring to the Sefer HaRekeach. Sefer HaRekeach, it says, Ein Choizik Ki Choizik HaChassidus B'Tchilosai. There's nothing stronger than the strength of Chassidus at its beginning, at its root. And the Baal Shem Tov used to say that he's mekaneh, he's jealous of the chozek ha'is oiderus v'imei ha'neurim v'yikonser l'shari ha'chassidus. The strength, the koyach of his oiderus that a person has in his young years, v'imei ha'neurim, when he enters the shari ha'chassidus, the gates of chassidus. Because there's a certain strength over there, there's a certain toikef, a certain chozek that's there, that with the time is not there anymore. And the Rebbe Rabbinim from Shischa used this idea on the pasuk in the Kehelis. Al toim ashayom arishonim ayitoivim mi'ele, ki loy mechach mash'alto. Don't say that the first days were better than these days. Ki loy mechach mash'alto zois. Right? Poshpshat means it's not a chacham. It's not a smart question to ask such a question. The Rebbe Rabbinim was mefarish this pasuk and gehel this. I think a person remembers, he reminisces about his old days when he began the toki of the beginning when he entered the Shaari Chassidus, and he remembers there was a gevaldik esoidris then. There was a strong esoidris, an overpowering esoidris, and he thinks to himself, how come I don't have that today? Why don't I have that strength today? Is there something wrong with me? Maybe I'm not what I used to be. Why is it that now that I'm so far advanced and I understand so much more, I'm older and I have so much more das and seichel and bina, and now I don't have that toikef achasidus like I had in the beginning, in the young years. And young years doesn't have to mean that when a person is young. It means when he begins, you don't have that same enthusiasm, the same chayzik ayisoyderis. He says, "Kiloy mechachma." Sha'alta zois. The original soidur is not mechachma. It's not because you were on that madrege that you were zoiche. It's sha'alta zois. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave it to the person betoida she'ela. He lent it to the person. He opened up the person's eyes, and the person should be able to see what he can reach if he works hard and he moves along towards that goal. So the first is obvious that when a person enters something is a matana from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ebeshti gives them a gift. And the Psalm brings down from the Ishbitza, from his Rebbe, always, kol mash yesh b'koyach ha'odom la'hasak b'kinyin, achakach, mara zoyz Hashem mizbach la'odom b'tchila, b'r'iyah. Whatever person can be zoichet to be masik afterwards, bekinyin, you can be coin it, and it should become a part of you, it's yours. At the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows it to the person. He gives them a gift, a varmkeit, a warmth, and an enthusiasm. V'einu irak b'she'ela, but it's only lent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lends it to you. V'yachakach mestalik, afterwards HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves. K'desh v'yamoy lachakach lasigoy bekinyin, the person should be mis'amu on his own account to be masik that bekinyin. I said that's when the Yidin left Mitzrayim. When he left Mitzrayim, that was the beginning of, this is what the Psodik is Mazbe, this is basically, that Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Yom Marishoinim. That was the original days, the Yemei and the Urim from Klal Yisrael. And even when they reached Kriyas Yamsuf, was Ra'as Hashiv Chalayam, Mashalari Cheskel HaNavi, that was also a Re'iyah, they saw it. It was just a Re'iyah Balma. Shabbat showed it to them. This is where you can be zoichet to. Later on, when they reached Mount Maimed Asina, that was already after they were coined with Yimei Asfidi, that was already a Niyam Atel, Him Atem of Ne'ilian Kulchem. That was already a Madreg of Kinyan, the Omasik of Bekinyan. This is Arichis, whoever has a chance to look at these two Shtiklach, and many, many more. I just look at these two pieces, because this concept is brought down more by Achov, aside the Rekeach, the Baal Shem Tov, the Rabbi Rabunim and the Ishbitze, all of them are brought down in these Mekoymes over here. So what are we trying to say over here? When Tzadik HaKoyin, the Koyin, came to Ishbitze then, so there was a long conversation that he had. His first encounter was by the shiur that the Ishbitze gave the Gemara Al-Pi Chassidus every night after Chatzos HaLaila. And then later on he spoke privately with Ishbitza, with his Rebbe Ishbitza. Wasn't his Rebbe yet. And what's known to us is that he opened up his neshama and he showed him his shoydish on the neshama. There's many different chalokim of what was spoken about then. One thing that they say over that he spoke about was the koyach from the lathe of a person. He spoke, he said over the Gemara, that the Gemara states, the Gemara in Brachas, Tishav Orem is Tarfim. Rav Nachman asks, the Orem Gavri who? The Orem is a Gavri, what do you mean Tishav Orem is Tarfim? The Gemara answers, Tishav the cotton, mistarf. Orin means a cotton. Tisha v'orin mistarf doesn't mean v'orin, it means tisha v'cotton mistarf. The word Aron means cotton. So yes, Rav Shenish, what was the Gemara's Havim? I mean, the Gemara asks Rav Tzadik, Rav Shenish. But the Gemara said, the Aron Gavri, who? The Gemara didn't know, the Aron is not a human being. What the Gemara meant? The Gemara said, Pshat HaZazoy. The Aron has Netzvarim. It's full of Torah. Right? But it's a simple piece of wood. Mole Torah. Mole the Godish B'Torah, you can say. It's full of Torah. But could you say that the Aron is a Psagavri Rabbe? It's a Psagabal Torah. He's a Talmud Chochem. A Godel B'Torah. No. Because there's no life. There's no life. There's no heart. There's no human life over there. It's full of Torah without a life. So many times a person can be just like the Aron. A person can be Mole the Godish B'Torah Mamish. Of the Apostle Stickholz. All he is the Aron. He's a piece of wood without a lathe. Felt the heart, the lathe from the Yid felt. And the Gemara says, Tisha v'kot mitzarfim. How the person zoiche to reach the lathe, the Madregi shouldn't be Staman Aron, is when he's a cotton. He's makten atzmoi, man mechatzmoi, mashpelatzmoi. The highest in Geman, that's where he finished off. You hear? You hear what I'm telling you in Geman? Ishbita wanted very badly to stay for Shabbos, and he ended up staying for Shabbos, the Kohen. And Cholim Chalamti V'Yosi B'Ishbita. The Sefer called Kuntres Divrei Chalomis. It's at the end of David Tzedek, right after Sisi Lailo. The Kuntres Divrei Chalomis. And over there, the third stickly brings down the Cholim that he dreamed when he was in Ishbita. That cholim was like the makib patish of him being the scarif to the Ishbitza at the world of Chassidus. The cholim, I'll say it over right now, because it's in the minutes, and later on we'll get back to it. Mimazbe. The cholim that he had when he was in Ishbitza, the first part is mamish, he was showing megadonly is a devorim b'shoyish nishmosi. Megalit me certain things, Mishorish Nishmosi, which Mamish was Mechamim Asliboy, his Nishome became a Shtikfaya Mamish. Ubechlal Advorim, they told me that the Dorah Dorish of Mashiach is going to be the same Nefosh, the same Nishomas of the Dorah Midbor and the Dorah Mabul. The Dorah Mabul, they were Choytei, the Mashchis is Darkom, and the Chet is called Chatis Nurim. The Chatois of the young years. The Chatos of the young years. The Dorah Midbor was Mesakin is Chet. And it was called Chesed Nurim, right? The pasuk says Chesed Nurim, Chesed Nurayich. They were misaken this Chatas Nurim of the Dorah Mabul, and it became known as Chesed Nurayich. And Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be this Chadish, Kaneshe Nurayich, and the Orim will be this Chadish again. This was a chedik from his cholim that he was cholim. We'll get back to this soon, to be mazbe, a certain noifach based on the shtickle Tzidka Zatadik over here. So we have to understand when we know Tzidka Zatadik, you have to understand that Tzidka Zatadik was, to a certain extent, Rav Tzadik himself, his psyche, into the world of Chassidus, and his chipozen that he had when he began his the Reishis Aknisa in the world in Chassidus in this type of Avodas Hashem that he was Kohen and Ishbitze. And this was the toikev, the choizik achsidus bat chilosof and the bashemtiv, the rekeach, was the sefer Tzidka Zatzadik. The sefer Tzidka Zatzadik is the beginning. So he says azoy, the beginning when a person enters avodas Hashem, it has to be b'chipozen. The b'chipozen that he's referring to over here, we'll go a little bit right and then we'll be mazbe. The beginning is a person has to be menatik himself from all types of mahaze that he's mekushin, that he's tied to them. So the chalishmo herega shemes oyre boy retzoyn Hashem. You have to watch over that moment that his oyreus enters the person. The rotz Hashem enters is the soyre in the person. V'lach boyz. And you have to jump onto that rega. Grab onto it. Ula Yuchal, maybe he'll succeed in jumping away and pulling himself away from all the Chevele, from all the Taivas and Amazah, from all the Nashkaiten from this world. And this is what happened, this is what happened by the Yidin Mitzrayim. The Yidin Mitzrayim, which Shakua Memteshah Yatumah, the Nefesh of Klai Yisrael, the Nesham of Klai Yisrael was in Golus, the Dibbuf of Klai Yisrael was in Golus, Keyidua. And the Ishbitzer writes in Pasha Shmoyz, I think it's a Chedik Sheni, he writes that the Yidin Mitzidom had no Israelites whatsoever. And no Israelites is what to leave Bechlau. The Meshulech writes another Mekayim, it's in Eved Yochel of Reuchem in Mitzrayim. It doesn't mean that physically he wasn't able to leave Mitzrayim. A slave wasn't able to physically leave Mitzrayim. It means that it was gated around. The Ishbit says Mazbet, in Eved Yochel of Reuchem in Mitzrayim doesn't mean he wasn't physically able to leave Mitzrayim. It means that emotionally, there was no gate around Mitzrayim. There was no physical gate, but there was a emotional gate. They were so tied to the culture of Mitzrayim that they didn't want to leave. Mutav she'eya eved b'Mitzrayim, they would rather be an eved in Mitzrayim than to be a minister, a sar in a different country. You might compare it to someone would offer, you know, someone that works hard in the United States of America, at least the United States of Renew until a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago. He works hard, and it's a hard-working life. And someone offers him, you know, you can be a minister in North Korea if you'd like. I offer you a job over there in North Korea as a minister, as someone high in the government. Most normal people will tell you, I'd rather work over here 12 hours a day than to be a minister over there. Not necessarily because, you know, because this Nakuda, but, you know, because you want to live a normal life. And Mitzrayim was Ebas Oret. It was the center of the world. The center of the world. People wanted to be there even as Evet. You couldn't pull yourself away from the culture of Mitzrayim, and you'd rather be there even Evet. But as long as you have the Zechanu, Zavatiach, Kishuev, I remember it was Gishmak over there. It was talking about hard work. But it was Gishmak. You had the culture of Mitzrayim. You had Taivas and Amahaz. You had everything. The center of Taivas, the Ebas Oret. The only way the Yidden would decide to leave was because the Rebbe Yisrael put his orders within them. That the Eibishter put his orders, that they should begin to scream to the Rebbe Yisrael, that they should begin to shout to the Eibishter that they want to leave. And that's when the Yeshua was set in motion. The orders that was put there was given to the Yidden, you know, on that moment. It was a chippozim. And the Yidden had to grab onto that. When he left Mitzrayim, they grabbed onto that kippozim, the kippozim, they grabbed onto that Yisoyeris, and they were able to pull themselves away. Because if they wouldn't have caught onto that moment of Yisoyeris that was put within them right before they left Mitzrayim, then they would have stayed till today over there. Because it was a gift that the Eibishter gave to Klal Yisrael. Eibishter gave them a gift of Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. Pesach Be'etzim is one of the Yisoyeris of Klal Yisrael. Pesach, Korban Pesach. There's two mitzvahs I say, Shehesh Ben Koris, Pesach and Mila, because these two are Yisoides and Klal Yisrael. Bris Mila is Poshet, obviously. It's the Ois. And Pesach Oichet. Pesach is also an Ois between Klal Yisrael and Rebbein Shloilom. V'chol Oril Yoichel Boy. The Oril can't eat in the Korban Pesach. It has to be only a Yid. A Yid is able to connect Kol Shul, like the Zohar Kodesh writes down, brought down the Sayyid Shoram all over. Only some that's Mishoidish, Zarek Hadish, the Yisrael, is able to have a Shaykh to Korban Pesach. The Torah goes into the person's Meyayim, it goes into the person's stomach. That's the Matzah, Achidus HaMatzah. The Achidus HaMatzah, Pesach, it goes within the person. And it changes the person from the inside. This Yidin had his Oidus at the last moments of before he teaches Mitzrayim, and he grabbed it onto his Oidus. The Chipozim. Everybody said, you have to eat a Chipozim. You have to go, you have to grab onto it and jump. Because the only way you'll be able to pull yourself away from all this koichas atumah that you have in Mitzrayim is only b'chipozen. If you start making cheshbonis b'dish v'adaf and to sort things out and to be mechalkel b'rachecha, to have a cheshbon, let's organize ourselves how to do it, you'll remain with the organization. That's about it. At the beginning, a person has to make the jump. A person has to pull himself away from the narishkeit. A person begins his journey at any dovish of kedusha. Avodas Hashem has to be b'chipozim, because the first moment that he has to pull himself away from the things of this world, in order for a person to be able to succeed in having a shayches to kedusha to begin his journey, the first thing he has to pull himself in gansen. First, you got to pull yourself away. You can't be tied down to the narishkeit of this world. Because if you're tied down, you're not going to be able to go anywhere. You're tied. First, pull yourself away. The Eibishter gives the person a gewaldikis oidrus that you're able to pull yourself. There's a toikiv achsidus. There's a chizik achsidus b'tchilos where the person can pull himself away. And when the person pulls himself away, then even though the levels of kedusha are not going to remain by the person, this is oidrus won't remain by the person either. His enthusiasm will not remain by the person. But then the person is already in a different atmosphere. He's already in a different setting. And now he could chalik derachov and he could start working. That's what he says in the Shachulim, Mepnei Shachulim, and not the Katzmoy. The Kol Tav is on the Oyle Mahazah Shemekisha Behem. Tzurich Lishmo Herega, Shemes Oyle Boy Rotoin Hashem. You have to watch over that Rega, that moment. It could be a moment. For Lach Poy, the Loyte Rega, the Mahe, Lutseif Mehem, Ula Yuchal. Then maybe you can have, maybe you'll be able to pull yourself away. The Mehidis, the Chipozen. V'yachika, Shuv Yedich, the Messinas, Alaat, Kedem Pesach Doitis. In the future afterwards, you can go by Messinas Alat. Not only you should go by Messinas Alat. You can't jump Madregis. You cannot jump Madregis. But it's only afterwards, like Pesach Doidus. The beginning has to be already Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim had to be B'chipozim. It's the only way a person can pull himself away. The Yidim when they left Mitzrayim is Ke'ubi Ayoitzi Mimei Imoi. The state, look, and the The Haggadah of Pesach, the Kachach, the Goy Mekerev Goy, both the Goy Mekerev Goy, Ki'uba Yoitzim Mebet and Imoy. They were pulled out. The first thing you have to pull out, right? You have to pull, like an Uber, you have to pull, the Uber leaves. The Uber becomes an Uber on this world. Now the Uber can begin his journey, but if it's not pulled out, Bechlal, if it doesn't leave the Bet and Imoy, then there's no beginning, there's no start. The first step has to be the Uba Yoitzim Mebet and Imoy. The Kachach, the Goy Mekerev Goy. They were mamish intertwined in the Erevas Oretz, into the culture of Mitzrayim, and there was no hope to even start the Mamlechus Kiham and the Goy Kodesh. The only way they were able to start and begin with the Yisoidis is with the Chipozn of jumping onto the train and just jump and just run. Just run first. Tear yourself away. Pull yourself away from all of that. And then you become your own entity, your own person, with your own neshama, with your own destiny, and then you're able to slowly move towards that destiny. But if you're still tied to all the nashkaitin from previous life and previous things, it's impossible. You can't fight City Hall. You can't fight all of that. The Eibishter to give those moments that the person should be able to pull himself away. The Inyan of Chipozen is something that's brought down. The Yankee from Sefer Hazmanim has two shtiklach on it. Two long shtiklach on it. One is on the Inyan Pesach, Inyan Korban Pesach, Ois Beis, Ois Gimel. He has a whole arichas about it. The Inyan of the Chipozen. But even more so, in the Hakodesh of Pesach, that was given out by Agoin Rabbi Yerucham Leine. The Haggadah over there from Borough Park. In the back there's a chedik that's not part of the Haggadah, was added on later from Ksaviyah that he had. And over there there's an ois over there, beautiful stickle on Chipozen. Beautiful stickle on Chipozen over there. It's a stickle that it's ois tes. And you call your Pesach Matzamon of Oichlam Yachat. And you write for the end of Chipozen. Speaks about this Nakud also. They had to go by Chipozen. The Beholo, the Mehidis, without the Yishvadas. That's the only way that the Yidim would have left Mitzrayim. The only way the Yidim would have left Mitzrayim. Because the only way they could leave Mitzrayim is only by pulling themselves away from Amish by Chipozen. Lost Lover is going to be under Rachin Gansen. Lost Lover state, Yishaya Novi, Kiloi by Chipozen, Seitzeyu, Vemnusel, Loiseleichun, not going to be by Chipozen. The Yidim are. This thing is never going to repeat itself again. Golus Mitzrayim was only once. All of the Golus are not blaming Bechlal Ki who said the Golus Mitzrayim. Golus Mitzrayim is something that the Yidden were in Mitzrayim. It was Mamish. They were in Shakua, Mamish in the Tumas Eretz Mitzrayim. And they were Mamish a part of it. Part of the Avayis Eretz Mitzrayim. Lekach Vogoy Mekerev Goy. Any other Golus, the Golus Yavon, Golus Paras Modai, Golus Edom that we're in, The Yidden have their own entity, their own identity. That's what's supposed to be al kaponim. But they have the koyach atoyre and the koyach of being the mamlech kehan of Kodesh already. So they're not shakua anywhere. They're able to pull themselves away. But we still sometimes we force ourselves to be mashki ourselves in the tum of the Eretz Amim. But the ma'aseh, there's always that koyach. There's always those moments that the Moshe still gives today. We can pull ourselves away. We don't have that same influence. We have the koyach atoyah with us already. When Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be kiloy b'chipozin seitzei v'mnusa loy seilechon. Whoever has a chance to look at that shtickle over there b'chipozin. And there's one more shtickle that I wanted to mention over here, which is mamish, very sadistic. It's a shtickle on Sodi Shorma Pesach. Oislam et ches. Oislam et zayin. So it's a very, very long shtickle. I'm just going to say over one chelik of it, which is mamish negated, the shtickle of Tzidkas HaTzadik. He writes over there the chelik between the Yidden and the Goyim, specifically Yisrael and Mitzrayim. There's something called Tzoyin Shel Mitzrayim. Now, the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim was the Tzoyin, Koyedua, right? Tzoyin Shel Mitzrayim. And the Yidden took that Tzoyin, Mishchu K'chulachem, took that Tzoyin, and that's how they were mekadosh themselves with the Korban Pesach, with the Tzoyin, same Tzoyin that Mitzrayim used for Avodah Zarah. And the reason for that is because here lies the difference between Am Yisrael and the Koyach of Mitzrayim. This is chipozin, this moment of his oidus, the Eibishter gave them, he gave it to him through the Tzoyin. To be megale, the chilik between what a Yid is and what Mitzrayim, what the Koyach of Mitzrayim is. There's a choyach, there's a darkness, and eventually there's a oid, there's a light that comes at the end. Tzoyin symbolizes chashchus, because Tzoyin, the Tzoyin is all nimshach after the first one. All the Eidav is nimshach after the first one. You just follow herd mentality. Everyone goes and follows whatever the next one is doing. There's a choyshach. There's no identity. There's no individuality. There's no oir. There's no light. No one sees what they're doing. You just follow whatever's right in front of you. They follow, and that's what Tzoyin is all about. And the Koyach HaMitzrayim given, that was this Nekudah. They were caught up in a world of Tumah, and they just followed it. Followed the choshech. They made a whole Indian out of the choshech. This was their life. This was their mahos. This was their metzias. They made a whole Indian out of it. Tzoyin was their avoid zora. They served the Tzoyin. They served his choshech. I did a boyke that comes afterwards. No, they served the choshech. The nimshech achazeh ha'erev, and that's it. Everything was bleed daf v'chesh ben klal. The Yidden, the fiyan nir la'ayin, they were also nimshech after the Tzoyin. But it wasn't that way. It wasn't that way. By Yidden, there's a light that's within the Choshech as well. There's a light that's within the Choshech. The Eibishter always has that light there that the Yid can grab onto that oir. There's a Laila Kayom Yoyer, specifically Pesach one night was this Laila Kayom Yoyer. Kachashecha Ka'oire. Yeah, like we say in our Godesh of Pesach and the Piyutim. Toy Ka'or Yom Cheshchas Laila. Koyer V'yom Hashalo Yoyim. When Mashiach will come, it's going to be Toy Ka'or Yom Cheshchas Laila. But Mitzis Mitzayim was the beginning of Laila Kayom Yoyer. And the Eden grabbed onto that light that was there within the darkness, and they followed that light. But there's an oil that's there waiting for every single Eden to grab onto. And that oil is within every single darkness that overcomes a person. Every single Choshech that overcomes a person, we're not there where Mitzrayim is. Mitzrayim never saw any light. They just followed the guf, they followed the taivis, and there was never a light to look for. Klal Yisrael had the same tzoyin, and they took that tzoyin, which was choyshech, and with that they made the Korban Pesach, because within that tzoyin, within the chashchus, there's a lichtekai, there was an oir that the Eibishter showed them, and this oir, this light, is what the Yidden began to follow them. The night of Mitzrayim, the night of Yitzchak Mitzrayim, the Eibishter gave them Tam Pesach v'Tam Mila, and that was the first, this oir, the first koyach that the Yidden had, and they pulled themselves, mishchu, k'cholachem, mishchu yideichem avoyde zore, k'cholachem tzoyin shal mitzvah, like Chazal Taich. Pull yourself away from that avodah zarah that you just followed till now. Pull yourself away from the tzoyin. Take that tzoyin. Make that tzoyin into a tzoyin shal mitzvah. Look for the or. Look for the lichtekai, for the or that's within. There's a boyke that's within the or. There's a laila kayom yoyer. And the night of Mitzrayim is the beginning of laila kayom yoyer. That night of Mitzrayim, the night of Yitzchak Mitzrayim, as we ask you to do, it's the only night in the year that there's mitzvahs. There's mitzvahs which are miyuchet for the laila. We don't have mitzvahs that are miyuchet only for laila. We have mitzvahs tmidis, and we have mitzvahs which are miyuchet by yoyim muva laila, like kriya shema. And that's it. There's no mitzvah which is miyuchet davke balaila. Davke balaila. There's a hektar chalavim beivorim, and some sort of thing which is really a hemshich from the mitzvah shal yoyim, which is miyuchet for laila. Or the mitzvahs which are mamish davke banait, like tzipi tzitz mitzrayim, the chidus mat, they call them Pesach. All these mitzvahs are miyuchad davka for the night of Pesach. And Pshat, because the night of Pesach is not a laila, it's a laila kayom yoy. That's what the hal we say by night. If you disform Magdoshim, it's also the Ishbita writes, say Vazman and Bisyanki writes, the hal from the Pesach by night, Hagam hal is only by day. Mimizach Shem, Shadman, Voyoy, Mullah Shem Hashem, only from Zrichas Hashem, it'll be as Hashem, you keep him hal Shem Hashem. Because laila kayom yoy, it's all the Pshatim. The halu from night is under begin is under again and halu and lam the spot upon him the zicha begin from laila kayom yoy from basic my night and that's the pshat of the night mitzvah mitzrayim. The chilik between the Klal Yisrael that happened that moment was that is oiler that they grabbed onto, and this is what the coin over here is speaking about in this tikkul is the koyach from the reishis, the beginning. A person begins, he has to realize the first step that's going to happen. The first step that's going to happen is going to be a gewaldige soiris. It's not just in the beginning of a person when he begins, you know, as he may have achris. It's any time that a person is mechazik himself in a certain inyan and avoid his Hashem. A person is mechazik himself. You have to know the b'chipos. Sometimes you just have to jump in and pull yourself away. Pull yourself away from the things that are tying you down. They're not letting you soar, not letting you move up. You want to start something, you want to do something, you want to start a certain akuda, you want to work on a certain thing. Sometimes you just can't make that first step. And the Avishah sometimes give that Yisoyer. You have to look for that Yisoyer, look for that Oyer. Don't be the Tzoyer of the Zohar, be the Tzoyer of Mitzvah. Look for that Oyer, look for that light, grab onto it and jump. After the person can start making the Yisha without the Cheshboinus, but without the jump, without the first thing, it's not going to work. And this is a certain insight to the Cholon, to the dream that he had at his first moments in the world of Chassidus. The dream that ultimately culminated and finished off his pull towards the Ishbitze. The Chatis Meurim, the Doya Mabul took certain soldiers and they did nothing with it. They were mekalkel the ganze Welt, the whole world were mekalkel, the whole world. Chas v'shalom. The Doya Midbar fixed it up. How did the Doya Midbar fix it up? Because the door of Midbar, they were lechtech achrei by Midbar Yisrael Yisroel. Zechat aleches nuraich, havas klur yisoyich. They jumped after the Rebbein Shloim. They jumped. First thing they jumped. That was the chesed nuraich. They were misakin the zechat yis nurim of the door of Mabul. By jumping after the Rebbein Shloim, even though they weren't on them, at Rege Bechlau, they took the soldiers of that moment in Samen, they just jumped into the Midbar. They followed. They left. They left Mitzrayim. First thing you leave. That's the first thing. The door of Midbar was misakin the door of Mabul. The Doya Midbar was the symbol of Chozik Achsidus Kibat Chilos at the beginning. They left it, there was the Shtag, it was the first moment that Klal Yisrael pulled themselves away from Ervas Oretz and began the journey of becoming the Melech Kehanim Goy Kodesh. They began the Lechtech Achrei by Midbar, by Eretz Loi Zeruah. They began those moments, and that was called Chesed Nuraich, Ahavas Kluloi Soich. Klal Yisrael lives with those first steps that the Yidden took when he left Mitzrayim. Up until today, that's our Yisoyrges. That's our unique Tavoydis Hashem. Our Reishis Haknis Tavoydis Hashem is learned from the Reishis Haknis from Christ and Tavoydis Hashem. That's why Yidden is an enthusiasm in Tavoydis Hashem. His Yisoyrges in Tavoydis Hashem. I'll just finish off. It's brought down that there was once a conversation that took place between the Rebbe Rabbinim Pshischa and his Talmud, the Kotzke Rebbe. And the Rebbe Rabbinim asked the Kotzke Rebbe, tell me, where do you get your Yisoyrges for Avodas Hashem? Where do you get your enthusiasm, Yisoyrges? So the Kotzke Rebbe said, with haste, Su Morim Einechem Rumi Boreide, take a look around the world. And you see the Gablus Avodas, you see what's going on in the Welt. And for that, a person is Boreide himself, and he sees the Rebbe Yishol Oilom. Sheit Ramam Azazazazach. That a person should be mechazik himself on the Avodas Hashem, the Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, by looking around at the world. The Rebbe Rabbanim told him, that's good for everybody. Not only for Yidden, the goyim could also see that. The goyim could also see the godless from the Ribono Shel Olam and take a look and see what's going on. We have to have something special. Our esoiris, our enthusiasm has to come from something special. Our esoiris has to come from Yitzias Mitzray. That's what the Rebbe Rabun told the Kotzke Rebbe. And the Gedank L'Choyre is mamish what we learned tonight. This esoiris from a Yid is from Yitzias Mitzray. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim was the first steps when Klal Yisrael took and they pulled themselves away from Erevas Oretz and began the journey. Even though they became Lechus Kehanim Kodesh many, many days later. But they began the journey then when they pulled themselves away. The Lekach V'Goy Mekedev V'Goy was at that moment. And that's where we have to take the Soyuz from. The Soyuz have to take from there, when the Eden were Mashrish, the Lechtech Achrai, Bamidbar, was at those moments when they jumped into the midbar after Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like that. Even the matzah wasn't ready. You could have said, what do you mean? Can't wait another few minutes? What? We waited 210 years. You could wait another few minutes till the matzah gets ready. They just jumped. The Moshe Rabbeinu says, now is the time. They just followed him into the midbar. Without any pshat, without any bread, nothing made sense anymore. Because that's the way you pull yourself away. From the Nashkaiten from this world, only by jumping into it. So this L'Choyr, this Shtikl of Eivin Tzitzkas HaTzadik, is not just a Shtikl that he started off the Sefer with. This is the first Sefer that he gave out after he entered the world of Chassidus and this little, and the deity. This Shtikl is the Shtikl that defined his journey into the world of Chassidus. His encounter in Nishbitze, his Cholam to be Yosef Nishbitze. And this is Bechlal, this Ayroya, from the Rekeach, from the Baal Shem Tov, from the Rebbe Rabunim, from the Ishbitze, from the Meir Shaloyach, and from the Tzodik, how a Yid has to begin any Yisoyris. Our Yisoyris comes from Yisoyris Mitzrayim. That's what we look for Yisoyris. We emulate the Yidin in Mitzrayim. Okay, good night, Chevre. Good morning for me.
Before Hashem sends the Yisoyris, when a person's still holding in a place of katnas, so how do they get the Kipazon on that aspect?
Before a person gets the third, how does he get what? How does he get the other to jump?
Yeah, where's the chippozen going to come from? Kolzman, he hasn't gotten the Torah Sheila yet, the Matana.
How do you know he hasn't gotten it?
Yeah, it doesn't feel any hisaurus.
I hear. Sometimes a person has to try to awaken it within themselves. Many times, you have that. Sometimes it's buried within the person. You have to awaken it sometimes. Not always does it happen by itself. What the Meir Shloich over there writes is interesting. When he writes in Parashat Shmos, he writes that you could get this Esoiris through tefillah. The person is mispalul for it to get that Esoiris. Even on Mitzrayim, it began. It was like Boink Achas. Then he says that the Eibishter gave them Esoiris to daven, and they daven, and then the Eibishter gave them the biggest Esoiris. He first gave them Esoiris to be mispalul, and the tefillah brought about. He touches in the pasuk, philosophy has the meiti. So pasuk and Tehillim over there. But L'Choyer, what he's trying to say is that a person can be mispalel for that esoiris. A person davens for it, and that he wants to get that. Give me that moment of clarity, a moment of esoiris, a moment that I could just pull myself away and jump. And the Baruch Shalom gives it. He davens for it. Many times the Baruch Shalom just gives it to the person even without it. Many times you just feel it. Sometimes you have this moment that you just feel something. Not always can we define it. And many times the moment is just a fleeting moment and just passes and we don't do anything about it. If the Ramban shrived in the Shia Shirim, a person has to put into a chayfetz. If a person doesn't do something with the soidus, he gets, doesn't make that move, he doesn't jump, then the soidus could just, disappear. It's very easy today for our generation to just sit by a kumzitz and fly high and then just move on with life right afterwards, like nothing ever happened before. Happens all the time. I'm sure you see it all over the place. It's like it's a moment. But you can say that the moment over there was a falsch moment. I'm saying that, but when they sang together, it was something. It was Nashkeit, and it was the emphasis. No, maybe part of it was. Maybe part of it, it's Dimian. A part of it could be was the emphasis. You just don't do anything. You don't do anything with it. You don't jump. You don't take the chippozen. You don't take the chippozen. So it just remains to find a nice little kumzit that you had, and then you just move on. Yeah, I don't have a good answer to that question. When the moment comes, you have to feel the moment comes. Sometimes the moment doesn't come. You have to daven for it. I'm saying, as long as you're aware, you have to daven for it. Nowadays, at least we have awareness. You know, after Mitzrayim, we're not like Mitzrayim anymore. But sometimes we put ourselves all the way that we come out. You know, not far from from being totally oblivious to where we to what's going on with us in this world. Yeah.
I haven't yet seen anybody leave a kumzitz and go straight back to the base medrash. I haven't yet seen that.
I haven't either, no. I don't want to make machrebek in ganzen, because, you know, my life, there is a certain something there. It could be that there is a certain gift that Eibush gives. You could take it and use it for good things. I've really seen people using it for good things, but they don't use it for bad things. It's just that nothing happens. I'm not saying that they use the kumzitz for bad things, it's just that, you know, most of it could be his dimion, but could be a moment that a person maybe is necessary. Maybe there is a moment there, but they just don't do anything with the moment. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. The moment just stays a moment, and there's no ashtechpas, and nothing happens. You know, I'm not coming to machavek that they shouldn't do that. At least that they have. You know, at least that, you know, sometimes they do. Yeah, sometimes people do. But what we learned now is we have to move. We have to use it for good things. You can't just, you know. You can't just have the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad from the Ila, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Olikim, and afterwards you have the Slachlon of Amayiv already.